What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up?
The repertoire. We are always excited to give you the best and latest in celebrity entertainment news. Now, before we get this thing rolling, we got to say what's up to our peoples out there in L.A. What's popping, y'all?
What up, baby?
Hey,
what's up?
All right, y'all. So it's almost Independence Day, so we hope that you all have a great 4th of July. Now, later on, we'll celebrate with the Patriotic Game, and it's going to be Chewy and Gary versus Portia and Brett. And we're going to see whose movie knowledge George Washington would be the most proud of.
We're going to win.
Plus, Chris Evans tells us why he wanted to back out of being America's superhero, and rapper Future has some dating advice. But this only applies to anyone dating ugly girls. We'll explain. But first off, Brett, what you got?
Well, y'all, it looks like Denzel Washington doesn't only help strangers in need like he did recently with a homeless man in L.A., he also is a big help to his son. So before John David Washington was a big-time actor, he was a football star, and he says his dad used to pull from his famous movie monologues to inspire the whole team. John says when he played youth football and Denzel coached the team, he would give inspiring speeches, and John David thought, this is from the Malcolm X speech, right? And there was also a time when he was scared to tackle an opponent on the football field, and Denzel helped him, and his dad made him punch a punching bag again and again and again to get over the fear, and that seemed like a scene from a movie of Denzel's, right, y'all?
That had to be from Hurricane, when he played the boxer.
Okay, right. Okay, Chewy, so do you think Denzel uses his movie monologues and speeches, or whatever you want to call it, to apply it to his everyday life? Like, if he in trouble with Paula, his wife, you know, like a Mo Better Blues monologue?
I don't know. If he does it, I know I do, because when anybody gets on my damn nerves, I bust out some Training Day one-liners, and I scream out, King Kong ain't got on me.
On me. That's when you got that S on your chest. That's when you feel like that. Okay, y'all, can anybody think of a situation where, like, a Denzel movie or monologue helped you out or could have helped you out?
Oh, absolutely. Ooh. My kids walk around the house all day spilling stuff, and I'm like, yo, listen, you know, you can't smear that. This is alpaca. You gotta block that. American Gangster.
That's pretty good,
Craig. Yeah, when my mom caught me sneaking out of the house, I could have told her I was just trying to get myself some shoes.
Glory. Just like America did 244 years ago this year, Meghan Markle said no more to the British monarchy. It's no secret that after that, she and Kate Middleton aren't really so tight anymore. But the rumor is the final straw for the falling out between these women was a disagreement over the wedding rehearsal. Now, over whether or not, when Meghan Markle married Prince Henry, whether or not the bridesmaids should wear pantyhose.
Oh, wow.
Now, Kate Middleton's very proper. She's very proper married to William. She says, oh, darling, I think we really should. We should wear pantyhose. And Meghan Markle's like, nah.
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 Just nah.
So, and by the way, you look back at pictures of that day, and those bridesmaids did not have pantyhose on. So Meghan Markle got her way. Ooh. And she should. I think it's
she's
her.
She's the bride.
She's the bride. On the bride's wedding day, it's like, what do you want? Right. How many ugly bridesmaids? Made dresses I've worn because I didn't get to choose it. The bride was like, "It looks so cute."
Always a bridesmaid.
Always a bridesmaid. So, Portia, do you think that that Kate was wrong for trying to interfere in Meghan's wedding day?
I don't think that she was trying. I don't think she's wrong for voicing her opinion, but it is what the bride says. And listen, Meghan Markle at the end of the day is American, and when Michelle Obama became our first lady, and she had those bare legs out there, no stockings. From that day forward, I have never worn a pair of stockings, so I know that. Why Meghan Markle decided.
Yes.
No, we don't need them to be a lady. Michelle said no stockings, we don't need them.
Now, Gary, do you think that that's why they're shunning Meghan Markle? Because she, you know, asserted herself.
Oh, because of pantyhose?
Well, I don't know, but they're not friends anymore. They're just not tight. Yeah. What do you think, Gary?
They shunning, I do believe that, because first of all, Miss Meghan, honey, she knew what she wanted. And she went after what she wanted. And she got it, baby. You know, those girls, honey, had to go around the tree, honey, and do all kind of other little extra things, honey, to go ahead and get the man. But Miss Meghan, all she had to do was show up. And she showed up and showed out, and she got her man, boo.
All right, well, moving on. Gisele Bündchen went on TikTok to give us a viral couples moment with her husband, Tom Brady. Now, it's only supposed to be a game with couples. However, the rules switched up, and they added a third person to the challenge. Take a look.
Who eats more? Who eats healthier? Who's more spoiled? Who has more clothes? Who is never wrong?
They sicken me. They're so
after
cute.
After quarantine, we're all doing this. We're all doing this. Yo, Portia, are you surprised that Tom Brady is a little bit more, he's more of a diva than his supermodel girlfriend, Giselle?
No, I'm not surprised. Football players are divas. They're used to people catering to them. They cater to them in high school, cater to them in college. The groupies cater to them when they got grown. He thinks he's supposed to get everything he wants. And as
he's
you
see, he's got more clothes even than a supermodel.
He got more clothes.
I'm not surprised at all that he's more of a diva than his wife, Giselle, because he's just a little bit more prudish to me. I don't know.
I agree with that. I'm surprised, though, that she eats more than he does. Like, damn, where's she putting the food at?
Tom Brady is notoriously very like rigorous about what he does. Remember that one time he went on that talk show, like he ate a strawberry and then like spit it out because it was like too much sugar in it. Dude's a whole bird.
He eats like a supermodel.
He's a whole
diva. So if you've ever wondered what goes down in a man cave at the home of celebs, check out Joe Manganiello. Apparently stars like Vince Vaughn, Rage Against the Machines, guitarist Tom Morello, wrestler Paul, The Big Show White, Game of Thrones co-creator D.B. Weiss, and more all hang out at Joe's place to play a game of Dungeons and Dragons.
What?
Wow. And he gave us a sneak peek. Take a look.
Okay, you have a strong chance of not messing up.
Do a 20.
Super nerd.
These guys are playing D&D and not like, you know, Texas Hold'em.
What?
Some poker?
After, like, being quarantined for so long, you run out of things to do. And you know what? Let's do what made us happy when we were younger. I'm not even mad at these dudes.
Yeah. I wish I could. I know.
When I was a kid, I always heard about Dungeons & Dragons, but never had a chance to play it. I feel like taking it up now.
Okay. This is what is so weird, you guys. These guys, like, when they were, if you listen to how they're talking, it does sound like teenage boys. Right. Now, it's like Joe Manganiello is a teenager. Like, well, one day, you know, like, one day I wouldn't be here with you guys because I'm going to have, like, a really hot wife. And she's going to, I'm going to have sex with her and stuff all the time. But now you have the hot wife and you're playing in Dungeons and Dragons in a basement with your friends.
You have Sofia Vergara in the other room and you're over there going, we have a locked door, but I'm a barbarian. We need a wizard for this.
I'm a dragon. I need a...
That sounds
so
much
there
fun.
Anything that you guys used to do when you were kids that you found yourself doing now, like since all this started taking place?
Yes, I will say that I've started, I'm ashamed to say, but coloring. I was teaching PJ to color the other day, and I was like, this is very therapeutic.
Because kids are doing chalk on the sidewalks now. I actually did hopscotch the other day right into a liquor store. I'm like, all right.
All right, up next, find out how Chris Evans almost lost out on the role of Captain America. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. You know what? Even America's favorite superheroes need rescuing sometimes. In a recent interview on the Hollywood Reporter's Awards Chatter podcast, Chris Evans revealed that he almost let anxiety and panic attacks stop him from auditioning for the role of Captain America. Take a listen to this.
I kind of started having little mini panic attacks on set, you know, and they're the low-grade panic attacks because I've had a lot of discussions about this with other people, and it does sound like other people have far more crippling experiences. But they were enough to throw me a bit and enough to make me question, like I said earlier, if I was on the right path. And I really started to think, I'm not sure if this is the right thing for me. I'm not sure if I'm feeling as healthy as I should be feeling.
Well, I guess it'd be hard to play a superhero who's having panic attacks.
You never hear, let's call Insecure Man.
Captain Anxiety.
All right, so after turning down the role, not once, not twice, but several times, Chris finally accepted, after talking things over with co-star Robert Downey Jr., a couple of therapists, and some family members. But it's really crazy thinking because of how good he is in that role to think that, number one, it almost wasn't him because he turned it down so much, or perhaps what he was feeling when he was doing the role.
I'm glad the movie did good, because can y'all imagine somebody with anxiety doing something you force them to do and then it bombs in the box office? Like, you would be under the rock still right now.
I knew it wasn't
under
a rock.
Oh, my God.
I knew it wasn't good.
But listen, y'all, to all of y'all, now, does the pressure y'all from being on Dish Nation, y'all, does it bring y'all any anxiety?
It brings me anxiety when I'm out. Here's what people say to me. This is always what, they'll be staring, looking like, where do I know her from? And then somebody will come up and go, girl, you're small because you look big on TV. That gives me anxiety when I know they know, when I know they recognize. recognize, and right. they're telling me that I look good in person, but on TV I look heavy.
Yeah.
When people say you look cuter in person, you don't know how to take that. It's like, so am I ugly on television? Like, what?
Anxiety.
Fellas, man, Future's out there giving y'all a stern warning, especially the man that's saying to beware of ugly girls. Oh. Now, he got caught up in his feelings after receiving a positive DNA test for the result of his one-year-old daughter with the new baby mama, Eliza Rain, and fired shots via Twitter about how he really feels. Now, I'll just read you a couple of these because he really went on a rant. Leave them ugly girls alone. Don't get high and treat an ugly girl pretty. Huge mistake.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Ugly girls be in imaginary relationships.
He should write fortune cookies. Future cookies.
Now, you could get into a long conversation about whether or not he was wrong about, like, dissing his daughter's mom like that. But, I mean, like, you know, being out there in the world, I mean, this is somewhat some sound advice. And that goes not just for ugly women, but ugly dudes, too. Like, when you treat ugly dudes well, women already know that they're going, like, you know, be doing the most because you treated them like human beings and not like the elephant man.
I mean, I will say that I heavily made out my sophomore year in college in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with a guy who... completely looked like Fred Flintstone because he smelled like Drakkar Noir and I was drunk. And the next day my friends were like, oh, Fred Flintstone. Yeah. That was bad.
But he wasn't even a college student. He was the guy who was a janitor at the hotel.
But I will say this, and Portia, I don't know if you could agree with it, but I think ugly guys have the best wood. They are very generous, honey, when they're bringing their logs around. And I think it's a wonderful thing. I mean, come on.
Bringing their logs around.
All right, the Atlanta crew and I are going to face off in an Independence Day game after the break. Don't go nowhere. You're not going to want to miss it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Now, with it being the 4th of July weekend coming up, I thought we'd have a little fun in a patriotic way and play a game a little differently. You know what? Gary, I'll let you say the name of it.
Patriot, please.
Nice. Yo,
and the way we're going to pop this off is going to be guys against the girls. So when I ask your team a question, you guys can both shout out the answer. And if either one of you guys is right from your specific team, you will get the point. Now, if you have trouble, I will give you a hit. And if you don't get the hit, the other team can steal. Do you dig it?
Yeah.
I can dig it, man.
Ready.
I dig it.
All right, man. So I'm going to give you a patriotic quote, man. And you got to tell me what movie it's from. And keep that in mind. The movie itself may or may not be patriotic, but the quote will relate to America, okay?
Okay.
All right, Portia and Brad, this first one is for you, and here's the quote. People say that if you don't love America, then get the hell out. Well, I love America. Alright, I'm gonna throw a hint out there for you. If today is July 3rd and your birthday was tomorrow, what would you be?
Independence Day. Huh?
Chewy and Gary, would you like to go first?
Yeah. I got it.
Born on the 4th of July. Boom.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Chewy and Gary both get a point. The guys is definitely on the board. I thought we was going to struggle through this one. It started to look good early on. Gary and Chewy, here we go. In conclusion, may I please remind you that it does not say RSVP on the Statue of Liberty. What movie is that from?
Ooh.
What is it, Chewy?
I got it. It's
we
Clueless.
We need multiple choice.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I didn't have to give y'all a hint.
Man. Y'all just sent Chewy the answers. No,
sure
Chewy don't do it like that.
Brad Portia is back on y'all. Now, here's the quote. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. We are fighting for our right to live, to exist. Today we celebrate our Independence Day.
Braveheart. Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
Versus the Vampire Hunters? I'm going to give you a clue. This movie made one of its stars even fresher.
Yes.
Independence Day.
Portia got one on the board for the ladies.
Good job. All
right, now Gary and Chewy is back on you guys. You are in the lead right now, 2-1. Let's get it.
Let's go.
You look like the 4th of July. Makes me want a hot dog real bad. What movie is this from? All right, here's a hint. The long-awaited third installment of this movie is currently in the works, and the star is currently starting little fires everywhere.
Oh, my God.
It would be illegal for you to not get this right.
Oh, can we steal? It's
go
time to steal.
Steal it, Portia.
Legally blind.
Portia, you got it. Congratulations. Now, that was said by Jennifer Coolidge's character Paulette in the movie Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde, which also stars Reese Witherspoon. Last one's worth 3 points. Anybody can steal it. Here we go.
Okay, let's go.
We've never lost an American in space, and we're sure not going to lose one on my watch.
Black men.
Failure is not an option.
Men in Black. Men in Black.
Top Gun.
Here's the hint. The Sandman didn't give this movie the hook.
Apollo 13.
Peter Pan.
Brett, you said Apollo 13, and you are absolutely correct. Oh, my God. I don't believe it. Wow. The ladies done stole it from the dudes. Wow. Chewie and Gary, you had it in the bag. Come on, son. I'm so disappointed.
I'm so mad.
He did that, boo.
Me and Portia would like to thank you losers for motivating us. We're motivated by our haters.
Wow. Yes, thank you. Wow. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Chewy, go ahead and do your little tease.
Me and Gary lost. More Dish Nation coming up after
because
the break.
Because Portia is a
horrible loser. That's right. Bow down, bitches. Bow down.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
All right, y'all, imagine being a Hollywood actress and your child has no idea. That's exactly what happened to actress Neve Campbell. And we know Neve from the Scream movies, The Craft,
yes.
The House of Cards,
yes.
Just to name a few. But her 7-year-old son, Caspian, did not know that his mom was an actress until one of the parents at school took it upon themselves to let him know about his mom's famous career. Neve told People magazine that Caspian came home from school one day saying, "Mommy, are you Neve Campbell?" So, okay, Headcrack, Neve's movies aren't exactly kid-friendly, so what you think about her telling him what her career was?
Well, let's start with the fact that them kids probably saw her in Wild Things before they saw Scream.
Right.
Yes.
Yo, like, this is the perfect example of mind your damn business. Like, why did the parents feel the need to tell her son this? Like,
that's true.
I don't know if it was, I don't think it was cool for the parents to do that.
So, Portia, you will tell PJ that you were on Housewives, right?
Yeah, I don't want her to just be feeling weird with a camera in her face. I want her to know that this camera is my job and that we're on TV and, you know, we're somewhat popular. You know, so that she can also be aware of her surroundings and, you know, just be more aware of what's happening.
You have PJ everywhere, so she already know what's going on. It ain't like it's new to her.
Let me tell you, she is 1 year old, and right now she doesn't know anything, but let me tell you, she strut around this house like she is a superstar, okay? So, in her mind, my camera phone is like the housewife camera. She thinks she a superstar.
She's a mini diva, honey. When the camera come on, she like, and pose, and pose.
And what?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.